Clay wins with a balanced scoring attack. Stone Memorial owns the first, and the boys get started in the madness. Round ball rolls into Crossville as Stone Memorial gets the win over East Hamilton 62-39 last night. It started with a very dominant first quarter for head coach Mike Buck and his team. Did you have them fired up coming out of the locker room? Is that what happened?
Yeah, you know, they were really pumped. They were excited knowing that, to earn another home game, they had to win this game. And so they came out, you know, firing on all cylinders last night, which is really cool to see.
You had just not only outstanding offense, but your defense doing a lot of nice things, it appears, on Friday night.
It was. We were locked in and did a really good job of contesting shots, and then did a really solid job of limiting their second shots. We knew going in that would be a key to, you know, from keeping them from scoring a lot of points, and then, you know, so just keeping them off the glass, and once we got possession, let's go do something with it quick. So that was kind of our game plan, and the girls did a great job.
Rebounding is key every night, but it just seems that when you get to this part of the season that you have got to own the glass.
It's so important, you know. Every shot's a little bit tougher this time of year. It has a little more pressure, you know, on it, throughout the whole game, but especially late in games. So if teams really feel like, you know, they're going to get one look at it, then it even puts more pressure on it throughout the games. And so that's been our philosophy, you know, ever since we started up here. We stack it up each time, and our breakdown is we say defense, you know, because we really believe that that's the key. And you know, defense only finishes when we get possession of the ball. And so that's the finishing point. We talk about our rebounding assignments a lot, and so our girls really believe in it. They go out and get it done.
Win over East Hamilton, capping off a nice week for the Panthers. They get the win over White County in the district semifinals. They beat Cookeville for the championship. How rewarding for your young ladies to win that district title?
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Both Cookeville and White County are really talented teams. I'll tell you, man, they're really good. They're deep. They've got size, and so it can shoot it, obviously. And so it was a real challenge. You know, we talk about defense and rebounding, and that they really put us to the test. Cookeville, you know, proved, and so did White County last night. Proved, you know, with their first round wins that the quality of the teams that they are, So our girls, you know, obviously going into the year, we were picked number one by the coaches and the media, and I'm thinking, well, it's going to be a slim margin, you know, because again, I knew how good both White County and Cookeville were. Like they stubbed their toe when we went to their place. They beat us at their place this year during the regular season. So that created that three-way tie, you know, for first place in the league. And so to go out and beat those two teams back-to-back put our stamp, I guess, on the league this year, you know, and every year is different, you know, every season is going to be different. So it kind of goes in waves. In fact, this year will be the last year of this district before we do the reclassification. So that made it even, I guess, more special. I was told, it was really nice. Our kids, they're aware of all that stuff, you know, of championships and, you know, what it takes. And so, especially to have to go to, because of the tiebreaker scenario, had to go to Cookeville because they got the number one seed through that tiebreaker deal. You have to go win it on their floor. It made it special as well, a place that we had lost just a few weeks earlier. So I really just love our team. I really do.
So Monday, March officially arrives, and for you it means a semifinal game with White County. What is the challenge of playing a team for a fourth time?
Yeah. You know, I really can't even get my head around it. You know, they're the number one scoring team in America, or in America, it seems like in America, in Tennessee. you know, they put up, they can rattle off points real fast. So I think it's their strength versus our strength in the defensive end on the boards and all. Possessions are going to be very important. Taking care of the ball will be big time. And then I think it's going to come down to, they know us real well. We know them real well, obviously. They're talented. We're talented. It's just going to be, having this game at home will matter, I feel like. I think that's going to be, very important, right? And we've earned that. And so I'm proud of that. And so, we'll just kind of go to work and kind of review some of the notes that we've had. They don't have any dust on them. They're really fresh, right? So the girls know them. And so it's going to be fun to prepare for them one more time. And see what happens. Again, they're really, really good. So I feel like we're a really good team as well. So I'm expecting another battle.
Well, that's the other part that you bring up, is that not only are you playing them for the fourth time, but you're playing them for the third time in, what, 19 days, I guess it is?
Correct.
It's quick. Is there any temptation of, all right, let's do something completely different? Let's figure something out that would give them something totally different?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a temptation. We've beaten them. We've lost at their place, on the last second shot, and we've taken care of business at our place twice, and so that is always a strategy deal. And you discuss that, and you give it, I guess it's attention there. You give it detail, pay some attention to it. But really, if you try to make it too complicated, I don't think that's the best decision to make. So what works for you? You need to figure out what works for you, and with your team and your strengths versus their team and their talents, And so we will make some changes. I don't see it being, going from a half court man to a full court zone press or anything crazy. Michael Dodgen, if you're listening, just kidding. It is always tempting to do that. And you always do. We always make adjustments. I learned from playing Coach Rogers three times this year over at Clark Range, who obviously is the best, most successful to ever do it in Tennessee. His adjustments game to game, were subtle. But it just really, it was a chess match, and I was excited to be able to play him three times. It'll be the same thing with White County. There'll be some subtle changes that we make. And then it's just going to come down to, they say in boys basketball, it's about the Jimmies and Joes rather than the X's and O's. I really like Tessa Miller. I think that, she's kind of a difference maker on both ends. She's that one kid that nobody really, can handle, can do too much with. And so, she's a focused, determined young lady right now who I know will be prepared Monday and to go to war and to do her best. And so I'm just excited about it. I really am. Obviously I spent a year in Sparta a long, long time ago, so I still know a lot of people down there, and it's just, their tradition, has been, special. I think we've built something here that's been special as well. So, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be fun to see who survives and advances.
Yeah, this is one to stream if you maybe haven't been able to get to a high school basketball game this year. Watch this one on television on Monday night. This one will be fun. Stone Memorial in White and head coach Mike Buck. Congratulations on the first step down to the road to a championship. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much, sir.
Region tournament play started off in a nice way for Clark Range Friday night, beating Hardy Memorial 88-24. We roll on the high school playbook as we bring aboard head coach Lamar Rogers. Coach, what did you like in how your team played Friday?
Well, Larry, we really had a weak team, Hardy Memorial, and we played the starters about 6.5 minutes the first quarter, and then they was through. And probably what we got out of it is, first of all, nobody got injured, anything like that. That was real important. And then got a lot of young players, you know, the rest of the team to play in it, which was good. We had one girl come off the bench, hit 6 3-pointers, Casey Sales, which was outstanding. And the biggest thing is we got to move on to the semifinals of the region.
How does that feel to get her off the bench and have the chance in a region tournament game to come up with that kind of performance?
Well, it's just great, really. You know, she's going to, you know, next year be a starter if these seniors graduate. And she's just a catch-and-shoot player, you know, one of them three-point shooters. She can do other things, but, you know, that's her strength right now. So really good to get a lot of experience in the region tournament. And, you know, we've been playing really well lately and real pleased about that. And we've got you know, we get to host this another region game at Clark Range High School, which is big, and Whit will be coming to Clark Range Monday night, which they have an outstanding team. They defeated Pickett County last night, I think 71-60. So we'll need to be sharp Monday night.
Let's talk about just kind of how you're playing right now, because you really, in a very, very tough district, you took care of things earlier in the week in winning the championship. Do you feel like you're playing some of your best ball right now?
Well, we are. And, you know, last year, this doesn't happen all the time, but, you know, last year when the tournaments, you know, started, every game we got to play, you know, we were just playing a little bit better all the way up into the state tournament, our last game right before they, you know, shut the tournament down. But every game we got a little bit better, our basketball IQ. You know, of course, we had great effort last year. And this year, it looks like towards these last few games of the season, you know, we had an outstanding game against Clay County in a district championship game. And it seemed like we're getting, you know, we've been hungry all year. It's getting close to where we can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. We don't want to go to Murphy Center. The state tournament, the girls are real focused in making good decisions, and you know, our defense has been, what we've been trying to do against this team has been pretty good.
Lamar Rogers, how important to your young ladies to win that district championship and add to the number there at the school?
Well, this is the third year in a row we've won it, which, you know, as you know, and everybody in the upcoming knows how tough our district is with you know, Pickett County and Clay County and some of the other teams in it. So, you know, we're real proud about that, our accomplishment. And, you know, biggest thing is, you know, the, you know, region tournaments when they gets a little bit more serious and more important, of course. And we're just focused on each game, one game at a time, and trying to, like I said, get to Murphy Center and see what we do when we get down there.
People talk about that tournament basketball is different, that the intensity is different, that every play, every possession is magnified. What makes it different? Can you walk us into that for those that haven't played?
Well, you know, regular season, there's kind of you know, three parts of the season, and of course we didn't have summer camps this summer, and that's one thing is. You know, finding out, you know, getting your offense and defenses in and see what you're good at, everything. And then the first part of the season, you know, we always play a hard schedule. You know, we played Stone Memorial 3 times this year and beat them once. They beat us twice. We played White County at White County and barely lost and everything. So our schedule in the regular season prepares us. You know, we try to play a tough one every year. And it, you know, prepares us. We, you know, Macon County, the first game of the season, we went third place and you know, lost. But then, you know, about January, you're going to find out what kind of team you have, you know, how good you think you can be and everything. And then you keep working on stuff. And then the tournament's time. It's time to, you know, all the hard work in the summer and the regular season, making adjustments and the players getting settled in, you know, that's when you have to. Have all your eggs in the basket and be ready to play really well.
Whitwell, what have you seen on tape from them?
Well, they're really good. They've got coach. He's got 2 daughters playing. They've got 4 really good players. They've got a lot of length. You know, smart. 4 girls that can shoot the 3. and then some of them can penetrate, which that makes it difficult. They've got some seniors. This is the first time we've played them. We played them probably in 2016, 2017 in sub-state third place. But this is a very smart team, very good. Ball handlers, three-point shooters, they can penetrate, and they play multiple defenses. So, watched a couple of films and, kind of decide what we're going to do against them.
Will be one of the games that we'll watch on Monday night as the region tournament continues on. Clark Grange and Whitwell. Head coach Lamar Rogers, always good to talk to you, Coach.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Next step to get to Murfreesboro is compete and win, advance in the region tournament. Pickett County will try to do that tonight against Whitwell as the boys get started. Head coach Joseph Aminette joins us on the high school playbook. This is what you prepare for, isn't it, to get to this point and try to stay alive in tournament play?
Absolutely. This is the time of year that's the most fun. And I think it's because that everything's on the line, that if you don't win, the season's over. And this is the time that the kids kind of come together and put everything aside and put the team first. And put us in a position to advance and get to Murfreesboro, which is our ultimate goal.
Do you talk about that as you prepare for kind of this next step of the season, or do the guys understand it?
I mean, I think the guys understand it. We don't have to talk about it. We know that that we're sitting in a place that the most games that we can have left are 7 games in the season, and that's what we want to do. We want to play 7 more games. But really, we just focus on still the thing that we've focused on all year, is we want to be a little better tomorrow than we were today, and just improve on us being the best version of ourselves as a team as we can be.
Does it change at all the way you coach? Does it change at all your preparation when you get to this point?
You know, I think it probably, you try to keep things the same as much as you can. You know, it's a little different this time of year that, it's small things that fans or parents won't realize. But for a boys team, we spend an entire season playing after the girls do. So, you have your routines you go through, you get 15 minutes to warm up and you play. Whereas a girls team, they always have an hour before a game that they're there. So there's little things that you try to keep normal so that the kids, they pattern, they get their mind right, they get ready to play. So that's a little challenging that you want to keep that. But on the other side of it, there's a heightened intensity because there could be no tomorrow if you don't win today.
Let's step back and talk a moment about the game against Clay County the other night. Goes to overtime. Those that were there talk about just what an absolute barn burner it was. What impressed you about your team's performance?
I thought our team played really well. I'm a firm believer. I felt like it as a player, and I feel like it as a coach. Players win games, and coaches lose games. And at the end of the day, I've not had a statistic in a game in about 23 years. But in that game, I thought my kids did fantastic. They did a great job with the game plan. They competed. They did exactly what they did. I didn't do a really good job in the last 3 minutes of regulation. I didn't manage the game and put our kids in a position to finish out like I would like to have seen us do. But I thought we really played well. I thought we competed well. I thought it's a little unique this year. We're so thankful that we're getting it to play because of COVID. But the thing that we're doing now is it was just another home game for Clay County because they were the higher seed in a normal year. We get to play on a neutral site in those type games. So that adds a different level to it. But I felt like our kids competed well and overcame and just came up a little short when we were tied at the end of regulation.
Can you compare how it feels that maybe you didn't do something as a player that you should have done in a game versus when you feel like as a coach you didn't do something? Does one eat at you more than the other?
I think at the from a coaching aspect, the thing that I look at is, I feel like my job is to put the kids in a position to have success, help manage an atmosphere and let them make plays. And I felt like I felt like my kids made really, really good plays. They made really, really good plays. And I made a couple of decisions on some things in the last 3 or 4 minutes that I probably could have done a little different that would have put them in a situation to have a little bit more success. But, you know, I trust my kids. And, you know, just funny, a lot of people don't realize this. I'll get credit for it toward the end of the game. But, you know, we had to call timeout with 4.6 seconds to go. We've been up 10 points to start the fourth quarter. Clay County makes a fantastic run, and we're down 3. And we've made a mistake on the free throw line and not got a block out, or we'd have had a rebound and been down 2 with the ball. So it's a pretty, you know, the crowd's pretty loud. And as I call timeout to drop an inbounds play, you know, Zach comes over and says, "Dad, I've got to play. Will said, "Yeah, Dad, it's going to work." So we sit down. I just give the board to my players. Zach draws up the play. And it's for, you know, it's a play that the Boston Celtics run. And I asked Hunter if he can make the shot. I asked Will if he can make the pass. I asked Zach if the play's going to work. We run through some things. I asked Heath and Caleb if they can run the screen. And those kids, you know, they run it to perfection. Hunter makes a great shot. And, you know, that just goes to show you, at the end of the day, kids that are prepared are a little better equipped to deal with things because they're in the moment than a coach is. And I think you just have to trust them. And, you know, I trusted them in that last 4.6 seconds. I should have trusted them a little bit more in the last 4 minutes and put them a little more control in the game. And I think we'd have probably ended up winning it. But that goes to show you that, like I said before, players win games and coaches lose them.
You might have a couple of future coaches there, it sounds like.
I could. they did a really good job.
Coach, you face a Whitwell team that, you know, has just not had a good season at all. But that, I'm sure, doesn't come in your mind when you're talking about the chance to advance.
Oh no, absolutely not. You know that we I think they've won 2 or 3 games. I can't recall exactly. We played them during the regular season and won pretty easily. But at the end of the day, we could make their year by them beating us tonight, and they'll be hungry. They don't want to go home. And the thing about Whitwell that's dangerous, and the same thing with South Pittsburgh, is those schools down there aren't traditional basketball schools. They are football powerhouses. So when you go play, you might be playing against one of the more athletic, strong teams you'll play all year long. And whenever you do that, when you go up against a bunch of athletes that are really strong and can really play, anything can happen. And we got to be prepared. We want to be our best version of ourselves tonight, and we want to be better. You know, we play at 5:00. We want to be better after the game than we were before.
Pickett County Coach Joseph Aminette as the Bobcats start the road to Murfreesboro. Coach, good luck tonight against Whitwell.
Thank you.
York Institute getting set for region tournament play today. Roy Whited, head coach of the boys, joins us on the high school playbook from Rock 93.7. Bledsoe County is the opponent. This is always a fun part of the year, isn't it, Coach?
It always is. You know, it's my favorite part of the year. You know, we always call it the second season. And, you know, it's, you know, all your practices have been in preparation from, you know, last fall to get to this point. And you hope that your players have learned, matured, and grown enough that through the experience that they've had during the season and the competition that they played, that they're ready to make a good run.
And you just never know what's going to happen night in, night out. Surprises, Cinderellas, all of those things come into play.
Every year, you know, and that's what's the beauty of athletics, and especially basketball. I think that we see it more in basketball than any other sport, is that on any given night, a team can be hot from the perimeter, and the other team that may be much superior athletically will have a cold night, and, you know, anything can happen on a given night, and you just got to be prepared for every situation.
Before we talk a little bit more about your matchup tonight, let's step back to the district championship Thursday night as you fall to Upperman. I mean, these matchups with the Bees this year have been absolute battles.
Yeah, they have been. And, of course, they are very, very good. There's no question about that. And very experienced and played well together for several years. We had a very, very poor shooting night, and they had a lot to do with that. I'm not making any excuses for our team, but we just did not shoot the ball well. I did not make offensive adjustments as should have been made at the correct time. But our goal when we play them is to hold them in the 40s, which we did. We feel like offensively we can score enough points that we can be right there with them, which is our goal, to be there with them late. And we just could not get the ball in the basket. And, you know, you have nights like that. And it was a very high-pressure situation. We start two freshmen. And, again, not making excuses, but, you know, that's a very hard, tough situation for those guys.
One of those things that I guess you hope that they learn from that experience and can now take that forward into the region tournament.
Absolutely. And every one of those experiences like that, that they haven't been confronted with, helps them grow and mature. And the next time that they face it, it's not such an intimidating factor.
What pleased you most about your defense in holding Upperman to 49 points?
Well, you know, again, they are a very potent team and a very, very strong offensive team inside and out. Great shooters. And, of course, with Rush inside, extremely strong interior play. So, you know, you have to be able to cover all aspects of the court with them. And, you know, we did give up some open threes, and that was disappointing. But still, we played hard. Even though offensively we were struggling, we were able to maintain, you know, being in the game and not getting completely blown out of the gym with defensive intensity and our rebounding.
Roy White is head coach at York Institute as we get ready for region tournament play tonight against Bledsoe County. What impresses you as you've watched Bledsoe on film?
You know, they're 11-7, and you know, you think that since they're the number three team from the other district that they may not be as strong, but you know, they are a very athletic team, and you know, they're one of those teams that can, on any given night, really, really give you problems and can upset a team. And so we have got to be able to play come with a great deal of intensity, especially on the defensive end of the court, because they shoot the ball from the perimeter really well with two great shooters outside and a strong inside game with a very athletic. They remind you of a Watertown.
It's interesting their record, because they at one point they'd won six in a row and then they won four in a row. The record doesn't tell the whole story about them.
Yeah, and that is, I think, indicative of a lot of teams like us this year, with this being a very strange and difficult year with COVID. You know, you have players missing sometimes and key players, and so you have to go on and try to play. Then you have long stretches where you don't get to play, and that gets you out of rhythm, and you have to learn all over again. And so it's I think you see that with a lot of teams, Larry.
How do you expect your guys to bounce back from what I know was disappointing to lose that championship game?
You know, every loss this year, our team has bounced back with, you know, just a great deal of intensity and desire. And, you know, they're competitors. They really are. Great bunch of young men that really, really try to do the right thing the right way. And they will, I feel like, you know, come really intense and had a great practice yesterday. And just, I think when they hit the floor, they'll be ready to play and go at it extremely hard.
Coach, good luck to the Dragons tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Roy Whited, head coach of York Institute, getting set to take on Bledsoe County tonight as we move to the next round of the madness. Lady Bulldogs advance in the region tournament with a dominant win over South Pittsburgh last night. The high school playbook continues on a cloudy, rainy Saturday morning, but things are bright in Salina for Matthew Walker and his team, 64-41. The final score. Coach, how did your team play in your view?
Well, they played really, really hard. Our defense was really good. You know, we got out and pressured the ball and forced several turnovers and got contributions from a lot of people. So really our biggest key was just our effort on the defensive end last night.
That's something you've really focused on all year, isn't it?
It is. And like I said, getting multiple people in the game and giving a chance to rest some people. And, you know, they all know that as soon as they go out there, they got to play as hard as they can. And they really got after them on the defensive side.
Because you played three games this week, so that rest just invaluable.
It was huge, huge. You know, I subbed a little earlier last night than typical just because, you know, we've had to go to battle with Pickett County and Clark Range the last couple games, and I think there was still a little bit of fatigue left over from those two games. And not really a condition issue, just, you know, we had a whole week off in the middle of the season because of all the snow we had. So I kind of got out of rhythm a little bit, and there is a little bit of fatigue and a little bit of soreness, you know, from being off that whole week and then playing two intense games back-to-back.
I would also think just some mental fatigue, you know, because of the level, the rivalry that's there with both of those teams and how hard they both play you, it takes a little bit out of you mentally.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely a whole lot of mental concentration required this time of year. And then, of course, all our girls, they go to the boys' games as well, and the boys go to the girls' games. And the nights that we do happen to have off, you know, the boys' games are going on, and the girls are there cheering just as much for them. So it's your emotions are definitely heightened, you know, every single day right now.
When you look back at the championship game against Clark Range, where did you feel your team maybe just didn't play as well as you wanted?
Really hats off to Clark Range. You know, they just come out and shot it so well. You know, we scored enough points, I feel, to win the game. You know, we scored 51 points on them. And when you play Clark Range, you've got 51 points are pretty good outing against them, as good as they are defensively. But you can't let them score 83, 86, whatever it was. But, again, hats off to them for how well they shot the ball. And they just got out such a big lead early, it's hard to catch them behind on them.
I'm sure your team was disappointed, but having to rebound so quick, was it in some ways, and maybe this is, it sounds strange, but in some ways was it good that you had to come back and play so quickly?
I don't know about that. You know, that is the one thing about basketball that's different from maybe a football, you know. As a football coach, you have all week to stew over it and analyze every single detail. And this time of year, you know, you're playing really, really quickly. And the good thing about our team is we've got several upperclassmen. We've got really good leadership that's not going to let us get too down. So yeah, I think that quick turnaround was okay.
That really helps, doesn't it, when you have – seniors and juniors on the basketball team that can kind of take that role, it really means more than even the coach trying to keep everybody's spirits up.
100%. You know, we've got so many kids back from last year. You know, they was juniors and sophomores last year, and I think that's one area where we've really, really grew in the past years is the leadership out of those two classes has been phenomenal this year. Their maturity, their leadership, of course, high character kids, but they're just now learning really how to be leaders and hold each other accountable.
Talking some Clay County basketball with head coach Matthew Walker. So you keep rolling on. That's the goal in March is to keep playing, and you'll start March with a very good Van Buren County team.
Well, anytime you're playing basketball in March, it means you've had a pretty good year. And, you know, here we are in the region semifinals. You know, to me, that's always one of the one of the more stressful games because of the stakes involved. And like you said, Van Buren County is very, very good. That's a team that we played. You know, we've had games against Van Buren since I think like the 1980s. And for whatever reason, we wasn't able to play during the season this year. So it's a team that we're, you know, somewhat familiar with. We play year in and year out. And, you know, we've seen some film on them. We know what they're capable of.
I guess it helps that you have seen some common opponents during the course of the year, even though you haven't played. So at least you've probably seen some film on what they do.
Yeah, and again, they are very talented. I think a lot of their players are still young, though. You know, that's they're very young and talented. I think their best players are freshmen and sophomores still. So I do like our experience playing in the big game. I like the way that we played this year, you know, battling against Pickett County and Clark Rage and Macon County and Lytics and the teams that we played night in and night out up here in the Upper Cumberland. I feel like we're going to be as tested as any team remaining in the state.
I mean, it's such a help to Upper Cumberland teams when you get to this part of the season, because every night, everywhere you play, it's a state championship kind of atmosphere.
It is, and there's so much talent in the Upper Cumberland right now, especially this year. You know, the class of 2021, there's some great players across the board up here in the Upper Cumberland. And like you said, the atmosphere, you know, going to Clark Rage, going to Pickett, you know, we've already played in some wild and great atmospheres. Our home game the other night against Pickett was wild and great. So, you know, I think that means so much to the kids to play in an atmosphere like that.
What do you have to do to advance Monday night?
You know, we've got to play well on the defensive end. You know, we've got to get the first rebound whenever they shoot it. And as always, our key is going to be our defense. You know, if we can guard people and we can rebound the ball, then I like our offense night in and night out. That's what I tell the kids all the time. Nobody has to be a hero. Somebody's going to step up and make enough shots to win. You know, we never know who that's going to be from night to night, but somebody's going to figure it out. But it's going to require every one of us on the defensive end.
Clay County, Van Buren County, Monday night, quite a showdown in store. Matthew Walker, head coach of the Lady Bulldogs, congratulations on the win over South Pittsburgh Friday night.
Thank you, sir.
Jackson County Blue Devils will get involved in region tournament play tonight as they are on the road to Van Buren County. Head coach Kevin Thomas joins us now on the high school playbook. This is kind of what you prepare for. I know you didn't have the summer to prepare for this year, but all through fall practice and preseason games and getting to this point to have a chance to survive in advance.
It really is, Larry. We, you know, the kids have really been excited here at Jackson County to get to the tournament and, you know, run team. And this is some of these freshmen and sophomores' first time experiencing the region tournament. And we're excited to get to play tonight.
What is that first time like and the electricity and the intensity ratcheted up?
Well, you know, I mean, I've tried to explain to them that when you get to tournament time, the intensity level has to get higher, you know, and I thought that we got a good lesson of that the other night at Clay County and, you know, a team that's been used to being there in the tournament time and, you know, we took one on the chin there the other night, and I just didn't think our kids understood the difference between regular season and tournament time. And then I thought we learned a little bit from that, and then I thought we played much better against Monterey the other night in a consolation game. And hopefully we understand that, you know, that you've got to continue that level and even get it higher as you go on in advance.
When you look back at that Clay County game, what really was the difference in your mind?
Well, I just thought they were just more intense. I thought they were more physical, to start the game. I mean, we had a good start, got 7-2, and then, you know, as the game went on, you could just tell that I just didn't think that our intensity level was where it needed to be, you know, and focus level. You know, I thought their kids were just more in tune, and I just told the kids afterwards that, you know, the mentality of that game was completely different on with both teams, and ours was not the mentality you got to have during tournament time.
Did you come back the way you wanted to against Monterey in the consolation game Thursday night?
Well, I thought we did. We had some mental errors, but, I mean, as far as the intensity level and rebounding the ball and you know, and get through screens and making those tough plays, I thought that we did a much better job of that.
You have played Van Buren County this year. What kind of stands out to you about the way they do things?
Well, I tell you, they are just really, really good at I call it just driving and pitching and shooting. They're really looking to try to penetrate the ball and pitch it for a three. You know, I think they'd rather you shoot twos and them shoot threes and think they can outscore you. They're really guard oriented, which is a little different completely than our team. We're kind of post oriented, and so you know it'll provide us some matchup problems. It was a 5-point game there with 2 minutes to go with third place the last time we were there, and we hit free throws at the end, end up winning by 14. But I anticipate this will be a tough ball game tonight.
It's such an interesting contrast between the two of you and what you like to do, and oftentimes those make for some of the more interesting games from a chess match standpoint.
They do. They do. I mean, there's no doubt about it that, you know, he's going to try to kind of scheme us a little bit, get some mismatches on guards with some bigger guys guarding them, and then, you know, we just really have to be patient and understand that we need to work the ball in the post, you know, as much as possible and try to, you know, to exploit them where they're a little bit weaker than us.
Have you seen your team develop the way that you would like during the course of this season?
You know, Larry, I have at times. It seems like we're still a little inconsistent. You know, and I know that goes away, you know, when you're starting a sophomore point guard and a sophomore wing and a kid that's a junior that's just had to take on a scoring role, you know, I mean, with Ramon Cuevas. But, you know, I mean, there's times where we really look like we're really ready to make that next step forward, and then, you know, that maturity level steps in sometimes, you know, and that could be 2 or 3 minute spans during the game that is crucial, you know, and so we're just trying to learn from that, and hopefully we can get this thing put together a little bit here the next couple of days.
I'll tell you, and you see it, there's a team just up the road from us who plays college basketball that has inconsistency issues, and it's just maddening. It has to be for a coach. I know it is for fans.
It is. I know you're talking about Tennessee. I'm a fan, and I watch, and I see it too here, and I relate them to our basketball team a lot, you know, of just the inconsistencies. And, you know, in our inconsistencies have been on offense. You know, defensively, I think we've improved and gotten better and gotten ourselves where we have chances in games, but we just make some mental errors at different times. And, you know, we're trying to clean that up and hopefully with a little leadership and some guys understanding that, you know, we don't have to make the hard play all the time. You know, take the easy one, the ones that give to you and don't be in such a hurry. But, you know, our kids are really trying to be coachable and I'm excited for them.
We're looking forward to it as a region tournament plays for the boys cranks up tonight. It's always fun. Jackson County Coach Kevin Thomas, good luck to your team tonight.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate what you do for high school sports.
Jackson County Blue Devils will get involved in region tournament play tonight as they are on the road to Van Buren County. Head coach Kevin Thomas joins us now on the high school playbook. This is kind of what you prepare for. I know you didn't have the summer to prepare for this year, but all through fall practice and preseason games and getting to this point to have a chance to survive in advance.
It really is, Larry. We, you know, the kids have really been excited here at Jackson County to get to the tournament. And, you know, we've got a young team, and this is some of these freshmen and sophomores' first time experiencing the region tournament. And we're excited to get to play tonight.
What is that first time like and the electricity and the intensity ratcheted up?
Well, you know, I mean, I've tried to explain to them that when you get to tournament time, the intensity level has to get higher, you know, and I thought that we got a good lesson of that the other night at Clay County and, you know, a team that's been used to being there in the tournament time. And, you know, we took one on the chin there the other night, and I just didn't think our kids understood the difference between regular season and tournament time. And then I thought we learned a little bit from that, and then I thought we played much better against Monterey the other night in a consolation game, and hopefully we understand that, you know, that you've got to continue that level and even get it higher as you go on in advance.
When you look back at that Clay County game, what really was the difference in your mind?
Well, I just thought they were just more intense. I thought they were more physical. To start the game, I mean, we had a good start, got 7-2, and then, you know, as the game went on, you could just tell that I just didn't think that our intensity level was where it needed to be, you know, and focus level. You know, I thought their kids were just more in tune, and I just told the kids afterwards that, you know, the mentality of that game was completely different on with both teams, and ours was not the mentality you got to have during tournament time.
Did you come back the way you wanted to against Monterey in the consolation game Thursday night?
Well, I thought we did. We had some mental errors, but, I mean, as far as the intensity level and rebounding the ball and getting through screens and making those tough plays, I thought that we did a much better job of that.
You have played Van Buren County this year. What kind of stands out to you about the way they do things?
Well, I tell you, they're just really, really good at I call it just driving and pitching and shooting. They're really looking to try to penetrate the ball and pitch it for a three. You know, I think they'd rather you shoot twos and them shoot threes and think they can outscore you. They're really guard oriented, which is a little different completely than our team. We're kind of post oriented. And so, you know, it'll provide us some matchup problems. It was a 5-point game there with 2 minutes to go with third place the last time we were there. And we hit free throws at the end, end up winning by 14. But I anticipate this will be a tough ball game tonight.
It's such an interesting contrast between the two of you and what you like to do. And oftentimes those make for some of the more interesting games from a chess match standpoint.
They do. I mean, there's no doubt about it that, you know, he's going to try to kind of scheme us a little bit, get some mismatches on guards with some bigger guys guarding them. And then, you know, we just really have to be patient and understand that we need to work the ball in the post, you know, as much as possible and try to, you know, to exploit them where they're a little bit weaker than us.
Have you seen your team develop the way that you would like during the course of this season?
Larry, I have at times. It seems like we're still a little inconsistent, and I know that goes away, you know, when you're starting a sophomore point guard and a sophomore wing and a kid that's a junior that's just had to take on a scoring role. With Ramon Cuevas, but there's times where we really look like we're really ready to make that next step forward, and then, you know, that maturity level steps in sometimes, you know, and that could be 2 or 3 minute spans during the game that is crucial, you know, and so we're just trying to learn from that, and hopefully we can get this thing put together a little bit here the next couple of days.
I'll tell you, and you see it, there's a team just up the road from us who plays college basketball that has inconsistency issues, and it's just maddening. It has to be for a coach. I know it is for fans.
It is. I know you're talking about Tennessee. I'm a fan, and I watch, and I see it too here, and I relate them to our basketball team a lot, you know, just the inconsistencies. And, you know, in our inconsistencies have been on offense. You know, defensively, I think we've improved and gotten better and gotten ourselves where we have chances in games, but we just make some mental errors at different times. And, you know, we're trying to clean that up and hopefully with a little leadership and some guys understanding that, we don't have to make the hard play all the time. You know, take the easy one, the ones that give to you and don't be in such a hurry. But our kids are really trying to be coachable, and I'm excited for them.
We're looking forward to it as a region tournament plays for the boys cranks up tonight. It's always fun. Jackson County Coach Kevin Thomas, good luck to your team tonight.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate what you do for high school sports.
Upper Cumberland Regional Tournament action got underway Friday night. Here's how it played out across UC Sports Nation. Cumberland County rode a hot first quarter to beat Livingston Academy 54-42. The Lady Jets held a 23-7 lead after the first quarter as they played very well. Keaton Webb, 12 points for the Lady Wildcats. Upperman took the win over Marion County last night, 87-33. Reagan Hurst with a game-high 33 points. Brooklyn Crouch added 21 of her own, including her 1,000th point of her career. The win, by the way, gives Dana McWilliams her 700th career win. Cookeville defeats Cleveland by a 55-38 score. The Cookeville Wildcats get Cassie Gallagher with 8 points in the third quarter as Cookeville pulled away. Gallagher finished the night with 19 points, K.K. Graves with 13. The Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range defeated Hardy Memorial 88-24. Clark Range jumped out to a 40-1 lead in the first quarter on the way to a dominant victory. Casey Sells had 22 for Clark Range. She got 10 of those in the second quarter. Kaylee Mundy with 15 points. York Institute defeats Sequatchie County by a 70-53 final. Michaela Reagan had 19 points for the Dragonettes. Van Buren County defeats Red Boiling Springs 57-29. Red Boiling Springs outscored 19-5 in the third quarter, and that really sealed the deal for Van Buren County. Layla Bolden, the only Lady Eaglette in double figures. She scored 30 points on the night. Stone Memorial beats East Hamilton 62-39. Katie Atkinson led the scoring effort for the Panthers with a team-high 15. Clay County beat South Pittsburgh 64-41. Four players finished tied for the team lead in points. Bella Ashlock, Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, Abby Head, all 11 for Clay County. Bradley County defeats Warren County 60-16. Whitwell a winner over Pickett County 71-60. White County advances to the next round, beating McMinn County 55-39. Boys region action begins tonight. Cookeville is on the road to Cleveland. Stone Memorial battles East Hamilton tonight. Monterey faces off against South Pittsburgh on the road. Jackson County goes to Van Buren County tonight. Clay County puts their 23-2 mark on the line against Hardy Memorial. Warren County battles McMinn County tonight. White County and Walker Valley square off. Livingston Academy is on the road to Cumberland County tonight. It's Upperman taking on Sequatchie County. York Institute battles Bledsoe County tonight.